Yo, it's
KK.
Hello and welcome to a unique version of Flora Funga Podcast. I got Winnie sitting right next to me on my bed. The sun is shining. Oh my gosh, I am back. I am back. I am back. How is everybody doing today? So I wanted to start the podcast off with a little fun fact that I learned from the book Buzz, Sting, Bite. So this fun fact is on sloths, type of algae that lives on sloths. So there's a thing called the sloth moth. When sloths, wow, how many times am I going to say sloths? When sloth goes to the bathroom, the moths climb out of its pelt and actually lays its eggs in its poop. The larvae of the moth lives in there until the sloth comes back again. The sloth excretes, dies, and decomposes on the pelt, which increases the nutrient content and is now a perfect condition for the alga to grow. This is the only place that this alga actually survives, which is on a sloth. They want higher nutrients. Also, it's something that the sloths use for camouflage. So it's a full ecosystem inside of the sloth. So the sloth attracts the algae. The sloth is then attracting the moth. So it's kind of a full positive feedback loop of this ecosystem that works right on the sloth's pelt. Pretty cool, right? My trip to Minnesota was amazing. Just a little recap. We did a birthday hike, which was really cool. We also got to go foraging a little bit. We also visited Rochester. Shout out to Jake and Annika for letting us stay with them. We also went to a wedding. So shout out to Rowan and Robbie for having a beautiful wedding. That was really fun to attend, and I'm so glad I could make it back for that. We also went to Renfest, so shout out to Taylor and Machete for bringing me to Renfest for my birthday. That was really fun. Another thing is this Sunday we will be having a field trip for our Facebook and Instagram Live. So we, if you didn't know, I have Facebook Lives, hopefully I try to every Sunday around 7:30, but this Sunday we will be having at 7 p.m. just because it starts to get a little dark, and I want full time to do a little field trip to a citrus grove. So we are going to the Showcase of Citrus here in Claremont, Florida, and we're going to show you a little bit about some citrus grove. And also, I think Kevin said he wanted to do some sort of citrus bomb, that experiment that he can show you. So stay tuned for that. Also, I am in full fucking swing with interviews. Oh my gosh, I am booked until January 2024. So if you want to get on my podcast, you want to talk about some sexy topics of plants and fungi, or, you know, you just want to have a chat, call me. You can do that. So you can either call me at 608-630-6341. Leave me a message. Text me. You can also DM me at my social media platforms at Flora Funga Podcast. Also, I have an email, floraandfungapodcast@gmail.com. So all of that will be below. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for OP Fungi Fest. So this is in less than 2 weeks. Probably when this goes live, yeah, it's going to be like a week and a half. So I will be going there October 12th to the 16th. And this is a festival that Howard Sprouse and David puts on in Washington. So this is near Seattle, Port Angeles. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for just venturing there. We're actually going to have a friend do a air taxi, which I'm a little nervous, scared, but also excited about, from Seattle to Port Angeles. So we actually have a personal driver that we will be having, and I'll record all of that. So I am going there to make some footage for them for their second year Fungi Fest that they're having there. Also, they gave me a coupon code. So if you want $10 off your ticket, it's Flora 2023. So that's Flora 2023 for $10 off at checkout. So if you didn't know, the festival itself is free, but if you want the additional activities or presentations or field trips, you have to pay some sort of fee. So thank you to them for inviting us and covering our place to stay and our tickets. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I am so excited to go to Washington. It's going to be really beautiful. We are starting to do more farmers markets. So thank you, Desert Alchemist, again for providing all of... If you haven't checked out his shop on Etsy, go fucking do that after this episode. Desert_Alchemist. I'll have that down below. He is just rocking it. There, I'm getting like matcha lion's mane. We got tons of tinctures, trying new ones. I'm doing some chaga tinctures. I am even buying some of his earrings to sell and some of the coffee that he has. Like, everything he has is just amazing. So go check out his shop right now. Spirulina farming. Oh my gosh, I'm also finally starting to farm my own spirulina. So I posted those videos up on my Patreon. If you didn't know, you can support me financially if you go to patreon.com/florafungapodcast. I have tiers as low as $1 and up to $20. So thank you to all of my six subs that I have there. And yeah, that video of how to farm spirulina's up on there. And I also just posted my Southwest Fungafest YouTube video documentary that I was working on for the past like month and a half. So yeah, if you haven't checked out my YouTube channel, it's up on that. I submitted this as a competition documentary. I did not win. Yeah, go check out that video. That will be linked down below as well. Lacey, thank you for still wanting to support the podcast. She was messaging me and saying she's in some sort of financial thing, but she still didn't want to unsubscribe to my Patreon. So thank you for still supporting me, just going down different tiers. If you know, you also don't have to financially support the podcast. Just leave a review. If you like any of my podcasts, share them on social media. Share any of my reels. I've been listening to you guys. I've been listening that you want more video content, so I have been bussing out that video content for you. I have TikTok now, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, even Threads. I've been posting videos up on all of those, so
go check that out.
We also came into Magical Buttermaker, so thank you, Zephyr Gill's Mushroom Farm and Eric, for providing a Magical Buttermaker. I was watching a lot of Will's videos on making tinctures and butter out of that. And it's not even the cannabis part. We're actually using it for lion's mane butter. Also, we're going to try using it for our reishi tinctures. So excited, very excited to try that stuff out. I just made it to over 1,000 followers. So thank you, everybody who's supporting Flora Funga Podcast. Yeah, that was a great birthday gift. So thank you. I also want to shout out some new subscribers on my YouTube channel. So Derek Gladden, Fab Pitt, Tenzin Denup, Deb G, Kyle Iversion. All right, cool name, cool name. Oh yeah, and then my sister, KMGK19, finally subscribed to my YouTube channel. We got Andrew Rappus, we got Dragon Meg WTF, we got Harrison Buckham, and we got Sacred Gardens Worldwide. Wow. Yeah, we got a, and Mr. Beefy. We gotta end on that one. Oh, and Jackson. Wow. Yeah, we got a Sadupi. We got Check Out Bushy. These are some fun names. Leo in Northwest Illinois. Monster O'Connell, sorry. Garrett Taylor. All right, so it's time to read off some comments from my YouTube posts. So I actually got a lot here. Ecological Projects. So this is Julian from Southwest Fungafest. He actually commented on my Southwest Fungafest video and said, such a cool experience. Thank you for capturing some great footage and bringing me back. Yes, that was really cool. Go check out that, which is episode 83, I believe. Comment from Nolan Campbell. So this is from my Alan Rockefeller, which I actually have a lot of comments on. Alan is my absolute hero. I am only as confident as him in my reptile identification, but I hope I can get a fraction as good as him in mushroom identification. So that was pretty funny. Harrison Bokum says, great interview. Looking forward to meeting him this weekend. So he was probably at, I think, Ohio Mushroom Festival or some sort of festival. We got somebody commenting on my Energy Bits episode, so that's 47. Michelle Chang says, thank you for inviting her to the podcast to educate the public about this superfood, which has been existing for centuries. As Taiwanese, I completely understand and agree with what she said. I bought a few bags and chew on them all day long. Love it. Also, love it. So thank you for commenting. We also have Info Warrior commenting on my interview with Crime Pays But Botany Doesn't. Joey is my botany guru. Absolutely agree. He also comments on my Alan Rockefeller chat, 81, saying, Alan really knows his stuff. I learned about him through Crime Pays But Botany Doesn't channel. I see you interviewed Joey too. Nice. Yes, it was nice. Farah Day actually commented and sent me a DM on Instagram saying, I watched the Alan Rockefeller episode of your podcast. I liked it. He's such a smart, nice guy, and you had good questions. Yeah, thank you. That was really sweet of you to notice that. Also, we had a comment, and this actually led to a whole chat on my Instagram channel, just because she was very concerned about with the autoimmune disease. She was saying that she was reading online that you're not supposed to consume spirulina and chlorella. So she was commenting on 47 with Energy Bits. This is Lady P. I am a little concerned as I too have an autoimmune issue and it states on the internet that spirulina should not be consumed. I am currently taking methotrexate and have a monthly injection of Simponi. I note that you are taking spirulina. Please advise for further clarification. Thanks so much. So yeah, she was very concerned about how the internet is telling her not to consume these products. But in my chat with Catherine, she says that this is good for autoimmune issues or inflammation and things like that. So I think it's depending on the person. I have been taking it for a year or two now. And so I think it really depends also where you get the product, making sure that they do third-party testing, making sure that the spirulina and chlorella are not growing in water that has toxins. And so she was saying, she was sending me some screenshots of what she was reading, and it says that it boosts your immune system. And so if you're taking medication to lower your immune system, I also was on methotrexate. Yeah, it is a little concerning thinking about how you're taking things to lower your immune system, but then these algae can actually boost or heighten your activity of your immune system. But I haven't really seen any negative effects. I've actually seen benefits. So it is kind of by person based. So yeah, I would consult your doctor before consuming some of these products or do a little bit more research and, yeah, it's all kind of individual, so I'm not a doctor here at all, so please do your research if you are concerned. Oh boy, and we're gonna end with the best
email submission
I've ever gotten with Flora Funga Podcast. So I will not say their name just because I want to give a little, you know, confidentiality. But she goes, hi KK, I have some negative feedback for you. I am now on episode 48 and still in the past. Been enjoying listening, kind of casual science advice, so it's easy learning through you. Even though I'm not a native speaker, your energy is very positive. But I have a couple of episodes that I couldn't listen to because of the satanic religious stuff. I mean, trans queer. I don't understand how that sexual stuff has any relation to plants and fungi science, especially the stuff that is totally pseudoscience. Like, I get that, but also I am just covering all random broad topics. I think this person is referring to when I was talking about trans and queer topics within the field of STEM, which to me still is relating to, you know, the field of STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. So that is what that covers. It's just including all peoples in the field of science. So that's why I was covering it. But this person does not like how we talked about pronouns, which I guess the demons use the pronouns they, them. So I guess that makes me a demon. So thank you for reaching out and voicing your concern. I am here to listen. You know, you're allowed to skip any episodes that don't pertain to you, so you also have the right to not listen to my episodes, but thank you for voicing your concern about the satanic, religious, trans, queer, demon pronouns that I've been talking about. So sorry if that offends anybody. I'm just doing my own thing. This is my podcast, so I'm just enjoying myself and talking about what I want to talk about. So, all right. With that, thank you, my scientists. I hope you have a lovely, lovely, lovely week, and go learn something new today. Peaches! Tired of feeling drained and lethargic? Wish you could boost your energy levels naturally and stay focused throughout the day with no crash? I've been struggling with this problem too. Thank you to Sovereignty's Purpose for the ultimate energy of the day. Imagine a world where you wake up feeling refreshed, alert, and ready to conquer any challenge that comes your way. With Sovereignty, you live your life with purpose. Whether you're tackling a project, powering through a workout, or simply need a pick-me-up during the day, Purpose is carefully crafted with a powerful combination of amazing ingredients like green coffee bean extract, cordyceps, ashwagandha, bacopa, beet juice, hemp blend, green tea extract, cherry, blueberry, broccoli, kale, and turmeric extract. All of this is only 25 calories and 115 milligrams of caffeine with no jitters and no crashes. Harness this adaptogenic blend of benefits in your next smoothie, drink, cocktail, or dessert. Whether you're an entrepreneur, farmer, business professional, or student, Purpose has got your back. No more sluggish afternoons and hello productivity that lasts. Grab your blend with 10% off using the code KK10 on sovereignty.co. That's SOVEREIGNTY.CO and use KK20 for 20% off at checkout.